This is a CKTZ News Update. Constable Rebecca Drott speaks on behalf of the Quadra Island RCMP in rural British Columbia, a short ferry ride from Campbell River on Vancouver Island. She says officers have been dealing with a couple of incidents over the past month which remain unsolved. One took place June 13th at the Taku Resort and involved the theft of over $1,500 worth of linens. The other was an incident of mischief at the Indigenous Nyumbalese Cultural Center, also on Quadra Island, on July 12th. Drott says the linens theft is one of the strangest cases she's been faced with, and is akin to something out of a Nancy Drew mysteries novel.
Yeah, it was in a locked room.
Okay, and do you have any sense of what could motivate someone to try to take a whole bunch of sheets and bed linens and rags and towels?
You know what? I have absolutely no idea. I've never seen anyone do that before, so I was just as surprised as you.
Yeah, this must be one of the more unusual heists that the police have had to deal with.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how much cash was taken in addition to those towels, bed sheets, and rags?
I believe it was maybe a little over $600.
All right. And was that in a separate area or room? I just wondered where that register might have been located.
I believe it was in another room.
Okay. And I know that the resort was saying that, gosh, they got to get some additional security in place. So do you have any sense whether that's happened or what it might be?
I believe they have, and it's just adding a lot more security cameras and upgrading the quality of the security cameras, and I believe they've also changed all the locks as well.
And how about for the police? Are the RCMP any closer to figuring out who might have committed this?
Not right now. We're working with any leads we can get, but so far nothing has allowed for us to further investigate it. Just a lot of vague stuff that we can't really act up on.
So just a few tips here and there, but
nothing solid.
Okay, that is a strange one, I tell you. Yeah, first, even just with the news release, I thought, boy, I've never seen anything quite like it before.
Neither had I. That's why I said we got to put this out.
Now, is it okay if we switch over to the incident at the Nyumbalese Cultural Center?
Of course.
So what did the RCMP officers discover when they arrived at the scene there?
There was a bunch of graffiti, and it was way in the back, a bunch of graffiti, and then there was a tent that someone had also graffitied, and then there was like a backpack and a whole bunch of like wood, like they were trying to, I don't know, start up a campfire, and then just some like fast food that was hanging around too, some old containers.
Does this seem random, or do you think there's anything that would lead it to being somebody who had some gripe against the cultural center in particular?
I'm not necessarily sure if it's a gripe, because the graffiti was pretty stupid. It was like red gang, and then there was squigglies and doodling. So it didn't seem that there was a gripe. I think it was just more people, I don't know, doing it for fun, for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah, so maybe, yeah, hard to say, obviously. What leads you to believe the perpetrators were campers? You said you noticed there was like some wood and a tent.
The tent and the backpack, which had nothing in it, because I was hoping there'd be something in there to identify who had been there, but that's what made me assume, is that they might have stayed there on the weekend knowing it was closed.
Okay. Now, the fact that it appears to have been a camper or campers, does that tend to point to the perpetrators being people from off-island, or...?
It's really hard to tell, because where the location of where that cultural center is, you would have to know to go behind, so it could go either way. I can't determine if they're from the island or not.
Okay, and what sorts of leads are you working on to try to resolve this case?
Right now, because I put out a media release in the hopes of people giving me hints, and contacting Crime Stoppers if they want to remain anonymous, so I'm still waiting on that.
Anyone with information about either of these cases is encouraged to call Quadra Island RCMP at 250-285-3631. On another matter, Drott says a wanted man facing charges of uttering threats has turned himself in. Mario DeRose has been ordered to stay away from Cortez Island. As well, RCMP are seeking the public's help in locating two men who may have made their way from the Sunshine Coast on the mainland to the Quadra and Cortez Island area. 23-year-old Jack Robert Chisholm fled police on foot on July 14th. He's described as a white male, with brown hair and blue eyes, 5 feet 11 inches tall, with a medium build. The other individual is Thomas Cudworth, aged 33. Both have arrest warrants outstanding and are suspected in a substantial number of marine thefts along the south coast of Vancouver Island dating back to 2021. If anyone has information regarding their whereabouts, they are asked to call Sunshine Coast RCMP at 604-885-2266, or information can be relayed anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.